Hot Business on Hot 1027 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
The Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana in the medium-term budget saying domestic GDP growth is projected at just 1.1% for this year. He also referenced an emphasis on private-public partnerships and targeted infrastructure reforms, as well as dedicated project pipelines in the water. This would include transport and healthcare, all to drive economic activity. There was also a focus on debt reduction through primary surpluses, maintaining public investments and funding social services. But debt service costs, he said, are a priority with a plan to stabilize debt by next year. So let's pull all of that together with economist at Sanlam Investments, Patrick Buthelezi. Patrick, let's start, if we can, with government debt projected to peak at 6.05 trillion rand. That's around 75.5% of GDP. The plan is to reduce that, but you'll agree that is a big ask given where we are at the moment.
Yeah, it is a very big ask, especially in the context of very modest economic growth, because still by 2027, economy is expected to grow below 2%, so increasing from 1.1 this year to about 1.9. So that is not enough. So that is why even in their projections by 2028, they still have government debt at about 75%. So which means is declining, but very moderately because of lower economic growth. But I think what the finance minister tried to put together in this budget is to discuss plans that are focusing on boosting economic growth, because that is where the problem is. Without economic growth, we have a serious problem. And also just looking at the overall budget, so there was a bit of a slippage, so some upward pressure on expenditure, a bit of wages and state-owned enterprises, SANRAL, for instance, also sending troops, and DRC also that raised expenditure at the same time, because economy hasn't been performing. So revenue has been lower than expected. And I mean, what is supporting things this year and next year and year after is because of GEFECRA. So GEFECRA, this year, the Treasury will get about 100 billion. And then next year, they will get about 25 billion. And then the following fiscally, about 150 billion. That is helping. So in the absence of that, I think the problem on debt could have been even higher. And the problem also is the cost of debt now is high. If you look back, for instance, in 2012, where South Africa was rated, it was a BBB, and now we are in BB-. So the cost of debt, because our sovereign ratings have deteriorated significantly, so it is putting pressure on the cost of borrowing.
And the difficulty here is how Treasury is going to reconcile the stringent debt service obligations. And if I heard him correctly, 22% of revenue, that's 22 cents in every rand, with the capital intensive infrastructure investments that he's confident about, which is needed to sustain medium term GDP growth targets. It's a very difficult one to find the balance.
Yeah, I think the plan there is to try and bring in the private sector as much as they can, because if you're looking at the state balance sheet, they cannot afford to fund all these needs, whether you're looking at water, infrastructure, transportation. So what they are trying to do, and I think they spent amount of details just explaining, you know, the plans. So they are trying to bring the private sector, so from the funding side, and also trying to capitalize on the private sector skills. So that is how they can be able to pull this off. But otherwise, with the state balance sheet, it's nearly impossible.
And that's all well and good, but then government is going to have to make sure that it is easier for the private sector to become involved in these big projects, something that hasn't always been effective in the past.
I think there is a review document that will be released, I think, later this year. So there are reforms that they're trying to put through just to make sure that it is easy for the private sector to participate in this project. Because I think without the private sector, definitely there's no way. Whereas we definitely need investment. So that is why the economy hasn't been growing, because of poor investment. So the pushing through on these reforms, I think, will go a long way in bringing in the private sector.
The other issue that I'd like you to reflect on is tax collection. 22.3 billion rand lower than what the Treasury estimated in the February budget earlier this year. And the reality here is that that net is simply too small.
Yes, the problem is the tax base. The tax base is very low. But for now, I think the challenge is with VAT. That is where the biggest challenge is, because we haven't been importing as much. So, but because of a weak domestic demand. But I think the challenge in South Africa is we need to broaden the tax base. We don't have broad a tax base. And if commodity prices are not increasing, so we don't tend to benefit as much. And commodity prices, we haven't been performing as it has been the case in the past 2 years or so. And the economy as well has been very modest.
So the minister is saying, and let me quote him, to achieve the goals of our fiscal strategy, we must better manage our debt. We know, he went on to say, that our debt is unsustainable because debt service costs have become the largest component of our spending. How do they start that in terms of managing the debt better?
Yeah, I think it's to make sure that government debt doesn't increase from here, at least as a percentage of the GDP. And I think what they are doing is, if you looking at the primary budget balance, which indicates the intention to stabilize debt. So with the primary budget balance, so they've shifted from a deficit for the first time in 2023-2024. So they recorded a surplus of about 0.5%. So it's a primary budget balance. So it is the difference between revenue and non-interest expenditure. So if you remove interest, so which means revenue was higher than non-interest expenditure, so which is something that clearly indicates the intention. So what they have there, they have a primary budget a surplus of about 0.4 this current fiscal year, which is 2024-2025. They have that going up to about 1.8% by 2028. So if they continue maintaining that surplus, it will show that they intend to to manage that debt, to ensure that government debt doesn't increase from these levels. But because the economy is not growing fast, even the decline is not as steep as we would like, unless the economy was growing, let's say, 5% on a sustained basis, then we'll start seeing government debt declining sharply.
Patrick Buthelezi is an economist at Sanlam Investments. Thank you very much for joining me tonight.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.